It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Friday. I'm Matt Robinson, and let's talk about high school basketball as we have sectional championship action for you on both of our stations tonight. On 97.9 XFM, it's Tuscola taking on St. Anthony at the 1A Red Hill sectional, and KJ Country 102.3, it'll be the Tolono Unity sectional championship featuring Tautopolis and Warrensburg Latham. Both games tip off at 7 o'clock with the pregame shows at 6:45. Again, St. Anthony and Tuscola on 97.9 XFM tonight. Tautopolis and Warrensburg Latham on KJ Country 102.3 with tip-offs at 7 o'clock, pregame shows at 6:45. Also in the area, girls track will be competing at the EIU indoor meet this afternoon. St. Anthony, Effingham, Brownstown, St. Elmo, Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City, Neoga, Newton, and Tautopolis all scheduled to participate in the EIU indoor meet. Again, that gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Girls basketball, we have action at the state tournament at CEFQ Arena, as yesterday's action saw Carrollton defeat Cisna Park in the 1A opener, followed by Pecatonica defeating St. Edwards 54-41. 2A girls basketball saw Peoria Notre Dame defeat Mount Carmel 61-35, and it was Nashville over Phillips 60-32. In 3A action, it was St. Ignatius picking up a win over Washington 48-33, and Montini defeated Quincy Notre Dame by a score of 50-41. So that means today at CEFQ Arena at 9:30 this morning, it's the third place game for 1A girls basketball between Cisna Park and St. Edwards. Then they'll switch to 4A semifinal action. It'll be Alton Senior versus Chicago Kenwood at 11:30, and Wilmette Loyola Academy battling Palatine at 1:15. Then we go back to third place action in 2A. At 2 o'clock, it's Mount Carmel and Phillips, and third place game in 3A action features Washington and Quincy Notre Dame at 7:45 this evening. Saturday, we'll see the championship games as well as the third place and championship game from the 4A division as well. Speaking of girls basketball, the Egyptian Illini Conference has released their all-conference team members. As the NTC, we heard them yesterday, the Egyptian Illini Conference, first team and MVP, Diana Hazlett of Brownstown St. Elmo, joined by her teammate on the first team, Maddie Miller. From CHBC, Macy Rodman made first team, and two Ramsey players, Jenny Mezzo and Kelsey Hayes, round out the first team. Second team, Presley Williams of BSE, joined by teammate Addie Saucy. Also from Martinsville, Molly Kennemacher, Ellie Miller of CHBC, and Addie Adams of Martinsville. Honorable mention, Daisy Allen of Ramsey and Maya Wagoner, also of Ramsey, for the Egyptian Illini All-Conference girls basketball teams. Taking a look at the national sports scene, it was Chicago defeating Orlando 125-123 in NBA action. Atlanta come from behind to defeat Indiana by a score of 124-118. Both Chicago and Indiana off until Saturday. NHL action tonight, it'll be Utah at Chicago. Puck drops there at 7:30. St. Louis out west, this time taking on Anaheim, as that game gets underway at 9 o'clock tonight. Spring training action. Washington hammered the Cardinals. 12-1 the final score there. Kansas City over the Cubs last night, 9-3 as well. Cubs back in action this afternoon, taking on the White Sox. The first pitch there from Arizona at 2:05. Houston will take on St. Louis, and the first pitch, an evening start, 5:05 for Houston at St. Louis. Also want to remind you, NASCAR racing coming up this weekend on KJ Country 102.3, as the GovX 200 from Phoenix Raceway is the Xfinity Series race. Coverage begins at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. And also from Phoenix Raceway on Sunday at 1:30, The NASCAR Cup Series Shriners Children's 500 will come your way. Again, coverage beginning Sunday of the NASCAR Cup Series at 1:30. A couple of local things to keep in mind as well. Coming up next week, the deadline for baseball and softball signups at Effingham Park District. Remember, you can register online at effinghamparkdistrict.org for your T-ball kids ages 4 to 6. They play on Saturday mornings through June and July. Boys and girls small fry, kindergarten through first grade, they compete on weekday evenings throughout the month of June and July. And boys and girls league, second graders through 10th grade, they compete on weekday evenings as well throughout the months of May and July. Again, the deadline for the baseball and softball program sign-up at the Effingham Park District is March the 14th, so a week from today. Also, the second annual DCS Pickleball Tournament is coming up. It'll take place on the 22nd of March. It's inside the Ron Deal Rec Center here in Effingham. Double elimination, skill 3.0 to 4.5, ages 18 and older. Women's doubles plays at 8 o'clock start time. Men's doubles gets underway at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It's an entry fee of $50 per team. The winning team gets $350 and bragging rights shirts as well. You must be registered to play by March 20th. And to register, you email dcs1pickleball@gmail.com. Again, that's the second annual DCS Pickleball Tournament at the Ron Deal Rec Center in Effingham coming up on March the 22nd. Registration deadline, March the 20th. So some things to keep in mind there on the local schedule as well. Again, high school boys basketball for you tonight. It's St. Anthony on 97.9 XFM, Totopolis on KJ Country 102.3 in sectional championship games as St. Anthony takes on Tuscola and Totopolis battles Warrensburg-Latham. And again, pregame shows at 6:45. Game begins at 7. For St. Anthony on 97.9 XFM, Totopolis on KJ Country 102.3. That's sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.